The information presented is for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed are not necessarily the opinions of any Daikin company. This information should not be confused for accounting, legal, medical, or other professional advice. Please seek advice from a qualified professional for any specific questions.
It's actually a very safe refrigerant. Daikin wants to be involved in the community.
Making another touch point to build my brand.
So the first question we ask everyone is, welcome to Accelerated HVAC Success. My name is Ben Middleton. I'm the National Sales Training Manager for the Goodman, Amana, and Daikin brands. Today we are at Seahurst Park as we continue to talk about all of the great environments that Daikin Fit is really helping customers save money. And I'm joined with AJ with Broccoli. AJ, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
So AJ, the first question I ask all our guests is, how in the world did you get involved in the HVAC industry?
Yeah, it's a pretty funny answer to this question. Clearly, it does not look like I come from the trades. So last summer, my co-founder and I went door to door and spoke to 140 contractors in the Bay Area. And we had no idea what we were doing. We just thought this market was very fascinating. Contractors installing units, fixing plumbing issues. We thought this industry is AI resistant, COVID, pandemic proof. We just thought, like, if we can figure out a problem that we can solve for them, it'll be amazing. So we had no idea what their problems are, but we just loved the market and the customer. So we went door to door, spoke to 140 contractors in the Bay Area, and our goal was simple, to understand their problems. Eventually, we figured out that there are like 120 problems we could solve, but we chose the most pressing problem around call centers and answering services. So yeah, this is how we got started.
So AI seems to be a huge buzzword this year. Everybody's talking about it. You hear it on the news. They're talking about all of the data centers that are being built in order to support all of this AI. Of course, there's some people that are saying, AI can be really dangerous for the environment because of all the energy that all of the computer processing is using. There's other people that are worried about the Terminator movies and Skynet taking over. And then there's other people that are just starting to discover going into ChatGPT for the first time and seeing, hey, this is pretty cool. I can go in here. It can help me write better emails. It can help me communicate my thoughts better, organize different things. I know my car just got AI integrated into it. And so now I can have conversations with my car while I'm driving and just trying to think through things or, you know, to record notes and summarize different things. But tell us, what is AI?
Yeah, I think it's a very funny story. I was just sitting here waiting for my turn. And there was a group of high schoolers that was just standing outside and they were asking what's going on. I said, it's a podcast. Uh-huh. And then we were talking about AI. And then they were shocked. They were like, what do you think about the environment? And is it like, again, the Terminator scenario?
Yeah.
I think it's easy to get sensationalized saying that AI is going to take over everything. But it's a very useful technology. AI's core purpose is to democratize access to knowledge.
Mm.
So, for example, my mom is not proficient in English, but now she can use ChatGPT to write great emails, and she could never do that pre-AI. So it's customizable. You can create songs for your loved ones. Even if I'm a terrible musician, I can do that. So I would see AI as a technology that's helpful to everyone, helpful to humanity, and in terms of jobs and like it taking over people's jobs, it might happen for a certain level of skill set, but AI is going to create so many more jobs that don't even exist today. So I treat it as a technology that has helped me get better at my own job. And what we are doing with Broccoli is also actually impacting hundreds of lives right now. It's actually helping them make more money, provide a better customer experience. So there are going to be bad actors. There are going to be some applications that might not be good for everyone, but majority of the use cases that I've been seeing are positive and helping a lot of folks.
You know, I love that you say that, you know, the democratizing of information. And one of the things I've been saying so long as we've been talking about AI with contractors is you go back into the the 1450s, and you had the printing press that mm-hmm. was being invented. What the printing press did is it finally made knowledge available to the masses, because before only the wealthy could mm-hmm. have the handwritten
yeah.
books that were being made at the time, and so it just completely changed society. Another time that we had society completely flipped up on its side is you think about the internet, and all of a sudden everybody has access to all of this knowledge mm-hmm. and information that the common person, before you had to have a set of encyclopedias at home to research papers, and now nobody has that encyclopedia because it's all available at their fingertips mm-hmm. with their phone. And what AI is doing is now it's just making it even that much easier. And it gives access to the most powerful computers on the planet to every single yeah. human being. And I think that is such a cool thing to see how information becomes available to everyone that is out there. But so you think about the power of it and what it can do. And some people may be sitting here listening to this and thinking, well, am I going to be left behind? Because there are some companies that are saying, if you're not ready with AI, you're no longer going to be found on Google, or you're not mm-hmm. going to be relevant as a business anymore. What do you have to say to some of those scare tactics that may be going out there to people and to contractors that are thinking, how do I get started in AI?
Yeah. I think with any new technological shift or anything that changes, there's a lot of misinformation, and there's going to be a certain set of group of like companies, people that want to materialize this opportunity and take advantage of people not knowing a lot about that. There's not a lot of information on how search is going to change in the new AI world. So a lot of marketing agencies, and I've been shocked. I've seen these webinars where they talk about things that they have no idea. And they'll pitch these AI agents that they can use in their company, where they're trying to sell services that don't do anything. So anything that is fear-based is honestly not something we advocate. We don't think that broccoli, if you don't use our solution, you're going to go out of business. That's dumb and naive. So I know there are a lot of companies that are doing this, but personally, I just feel that as a contractor, you should not get scared of anything. Nothing is going to change. There is, like, for sure, if you adopt a new technology, it's going to have an impact, a positive impact on your business. But if not, there is no need to rush into anything. The AI of today is the worst it can be, so it's going to get better. So it's not like if you use AI, it's going to transform your business. It's still very early days for AI transforming the whole business. And there's going to be a timing. The timing matters. And whenever the timing is right, you should adopt a technology. And there are folks like you that are trying to educate them the right way. So they should not check out a YouTube video and get sensationalized saying that I need to use this. Trust the people that tell you, or like trust the sources from where you consume your information.
So I know that there's probably a group of contractors out there right now that are listening to this that are familiar with ChatGPT. Mm-hmm. They've logged in, they played a little bit. Maybe they're helping. It's helping them to clean up emails, clean up their grammar. Like you said, even your mother's using it to make sure that she communicates her ideas clearly and concisely to the people that she's communicating with, which makes all of the sense in the world. Maybe some people are getting a little bit more advanced or using AI to organize their schedule, to mm-hmm. collect their thoughts. I use it all the time now. I have an idea pop into my head. You can just real quickly put it into the chat. And then at the end of the day, you can say, hey, summarize all my mm-hmm. thoughts that I had today. And you have that nice list of information there. You can use it to analyze data. So you can upload spreadsheets mm-hmm. and say, hey, what can you tell me about this set of data that I'm putting in here? And it can give you really good information. Daikin today is using AI, and we're about to release an assistant. So you can just scan a model number, and it will bring up all of the service manuals, and it'll tell you which pages you need to look at in that service manual to be able to accomplish whatever task you're using for. So there's all these great use cases that you can utilize AI for. I do want to know, what is the story behind the name Broccoli?
I don't think we have enough time for this, but our short answer is very like simple to the point. Broccoli is good for you. It's healthy. And broccoli AI is good for your business. That's it. Like, and same way as broccoli, a lot of people don't like it, but it's good for you. AI, same. It's scary. What about the human connection? I've built this business based on relationships. We're not taking away anything. It's just helping you fix some things that were broken, where a customer was on hold for 9 minutes, was being answered by an answering service that had no idea about your business. So broccoli is a much better alternative than the previous solution. So that's it. It's just good for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, tell me a little bit, what does broccoli do?
Yeah. So broccoli is democratizing access to great customer service. Just like, I'm just building upon what we just discussed. Mm-hmm. Right now, as a contractor, you need to invest so much in into your call center to make sure your CSRs are trained, they have knowledge about your services, your brand. You need to coach them on empathy as well. So it's hard. You need time, resources, and money to do that. Broccoli's goal is to democratize that and offer the best customer service out of the box through AI. So this was a very philosophical answer, but the simple answer is we build AI voice agents for HVAC, plumbing, and electrical contractors.
It's interesting you talk about that. The other day I was calling a hotel because mm-hmm. I needed to change a reservation for some travel I was doing for work. And I think it took a good 3 minutes before I figured out I was actually talking to an AI voice agent. It was that good mm-hmm. that I had no idea that I was not talking to a human being until I finally stumped it on a question mm-hmm. that I had. But that voice, AI voice agents have come a long ways in just a year.
Yeah. Yeah, honestly, even I'm shocked at the way voice as a technology has evolved. It has kind of crossed the uncanny valley mm-hmm. where it's a much more human-like experience. The AI also has empathy. And honestly, it feels magical where mm-hmm. you can offer the best customer service even if somebody calls you on a Sunday evening at 9 p.m., You don't, like, humans have emotions, and even I, like, my mood changes throughout yep. the day, but AI won't throw tantrums and would just be smiling and offering, trying to help a customer. So from a customer point of view, I think that's going to be a much better experience for sure. Yeah.
So what objections do you hear from contractors, or hesitations do you hear from contractors of saying, yeah, I want to use this technology, or I think maybe it's a good idea, but I'm not ready for it. Where do you get the pushback on it?
Yeah, and to answer this question, I don't think AI is for everyone today.
Mm-hmm.
It, again, depends on what systems you have in place. If you have an amazing call center that you're really happy with, you should use them. You should hire more folks if you can. But the bigger problem is people are not able to hire great CSRs. Even if you have a CSR, once they go back home, you rely on an answering service.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody loves their answering service. So we're trying to solve those problems. We don't go in and say that fire your call center. That's not our pitch. Our pitch is that today's AI is 10x better than an outsourced answering service and a great backup to your team. So if you don't want any customer to wait on hold as your CSRs are on the phone helping mm-hmm. other customers, use AI. It's a great backup. And if you feel the AI is doing a good enough job, you'll allow the AI to answer more calls. But as of today, we just treat the AI as a backup to your existing, it's an augmentation to your existing call center. So, yeah.
So does AI tie into your dispatch tools, into your scheduling tools? Where do you have integrations today?
Yeah, Broccoli is a very focused company. We are purpose-built for contractors. So we don't do this for healthcare companies or insurance. So we understand their systems. We integrate with their CRMs like Service Titan. We know what is on their dispatch board. The AI can prioritize job. So if somebody says my AC is not working, the AI is smart enough to ask them, what's the issue? How old is the equipment? If it's greater than 10 years old, most likely it's a replacement. So it's a higher priority job. Then we'll book the job on the dispatch board in their CRM. And Broccoli can also double down as a dispatcher. where we'll also, if it's an emergency, Broccoli can also call the on-call technician and say that, hi, Jonathan, a new emergency service was just booked. So we close the loop, and it's more like a lead management platform. Broccoli can do outbounding as well to schedule reoccurring services for members. We do SMS. So every channel, you get a lead from Google, LSA, Yelp, Broccoli can make an outbound phone call within seconds. So we help them not miss on a single lead across every channel.
Can AI do any prioritizing by looking at the quality of the lead and saying, okay, this lead is going to be a much more high quality vetted lead, if you will, versus this lead over here, and help? Does it go that far in the dispatching?
Yeah. Broccoli's AI can, and we do this because this is what a great CSR does. Mm-hmm. They're not a note taker. They understand the issue. They understand how big this opportunity will be. And then even if the board is full, they'll still prioritize this appointment and then reschedule a lower priority service like a tune-up. So mm-hmm. Broccoli understands what is your prioritization logic, and based on that, it'll make those decisions before offering availability.
So what if they don't have Service Titan? What other platforms, or how would you integrate with maybe a smaller platform that's out there, or even a custom solution that a dealer has? Because a lot of dealers have just customized and cobbled together different things that they use to run their business.
Yeah, Broccoli does not need a dedicated CRM to work with. We can work out of the box. We do integrate with other CRMs like Housecall Pro, and through Zapier, we can also connect to their systems. So we can always send them an email saying that this was a lead that came in, Broccoli offered an availability. Even if you don't put it on the dispatch board, they still were able to save the lead. And then somebody from the office can always reschedule the customer if they don't have capacity. So the AI can work out of the box irrespective of what your systems are. But to close the loop, we focus on building out more integrations with more CRM so that it's an end-to-end experience.
Can you do pre-qualifications for like financing, or can you ask the homeowner, are you interested in financing? And then can you tie into any of the financing tools that are available today?
That's a great feedback. Right now we don't do that. Okay. Yeah. But we will expand and get into more deeper workflows. But right now it is not something we've built out. But we've already started to upsell memberships and take payments. So this is a very natural next step for us.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you see on the horizon being in the AI space and doing this? What kind of things do you see AI doing in the next 12 to 18 months? And where do you see Broccoli going in the next 12 to 18 months?
Short answer, it's unpredictable with the way the technology is evolving. But our mission from day one was to automate the trades, to provide best customer service. So the call center was the lowest hanging fruit, and therefore Broccoli was solving that problem. But we are focused on the contractor, and we are going deep into their workflow. So you'll see Broccoli do much more in terms of dispatching, helping the technician do their jobs, generating estimates, proposals, following up on open estimates. So there's so much more that Broccoli can do. So we're very excited to get deeper, spend more time with our customers, and try to automate a lot of stuff and improve their customer experience.
So how many customers do you guys have today?
Right now we work with over 400 contractors across the country.
Okay.
Yeah.
If somebody was interested and said, hey, I really want to learn more about Broccoli and how we can get involved, how would they do that?
They can simply go to broccoli.com. Another cool feature that we have on the website is you can actually talk to the AI agent by just putting in your phone number. So our number one goal is to address the elephant in the room, is how does the AI even sound?
Sure.
So once you listen to that, like once you get that experience, it answers a lot of questions on the empathy, latency, the weird pauses that people are used to. We've kind of solved those problems. So yeah, check out the Broccoli website, broccoli.com, and we'd love to talk to you.
All right. I ask everybody, do you have any last words of wisdom or final thoughts that you want to give our guests here?
I'm still young. I'm still trying to learn about this new world of trades. My advice is just going to be that like there's a lot of fear around AI and people trying to monetize this opportunity. I think you should wait. Because I wait on any time somebody tells me, oh, you should use this in your business, going to transform that. It does not. So take your time. And Broccoli is not a company that forces a solution on there. Like, oh, you need to use an AI. Whenever you're ready, we are here. So just chill out and don't get stressed about everything that's changing around you.
AJ, thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate you coming out here.
Thanks so much, Ben, for having me. It was a great...
All right, for all of you that are out there, if you liked this episode, please go ahead and hit that like button. Also, if you're listening on one of our podcast channels, I encourage you to hit the subscribe button so that you can be informed of all of the upcoming episodes that we have. Until next time.
It's actually a very safe refrigerant.
Daikin wants to be involved in the community.
Making another touch point to build my brand.
So the first question we ask everyone is...